This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Just in case anybody thought I was sounding a little too sarcastic in the opening of the show last hour in my gratitude to Bobby De Niro for banning the film, for basically censoring Vaxxed, the movie, I really, in sincerity, I am very grateful to him. I know this guy, the pressure he was under. First, he backed it up. Truth King's got the exclusive on that. And then he backed down. But you can't imagine the kind of pressure that was being brought to bear on Robert De Niro and the Tribeca Film Festival to not air the documentary by Andrew Wakefield. So, no, I'm sincere in my gratitude for Bobby De Niro. For what he did, it's actually going to do much more than if it actually was aired on the final day. And joining me now to continue our discussion on that and a few other things, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Thanks for hanging with me today.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, you think about the amount of pressure that he must have been under, because he has a child that was impacted into the autism spectrum. So I believe he was sincere in wanting to have an open discussion and have a dialogue based on the movie. Can you imagine the pressure that he was under?
No, I can't. But here's the other thing that is sort of surprising. I did a little Google search and I found an article that said that there were 13 other sets of parents in Hollywood types, who have autistic children or children on the spectrum. And I wonder why none of them stepped up to support him. I wonder why all of Hollywood has been silent about this and been silent about this issue, particularly some of the parents of the article that I read that have been very active in Autism Speaks and some of those other types of organizations. I mean, what types of pressure is all of Hollywood under these days to shut this down and to not talk about it?
Well, that's it. Blacklisting is a very real thing. This is not just about that movie that came out last year about the whole Red Scare and communism. This is about a common scare here, that a powerful, influential celebrity would actually acknowledge something that violates the status quo, that violates the medical edicts about reality. And I think on a presidential level, the attacks on Donald Trump are partly at least because of that. He's acknowledged the injury caused by vaccines because close to him, he knows of children who've been injured by vaccines.
Yes, and it's always interesting to me when I hear the mainstream, when I hear the rebuts about Donald Trump and how much he is misquoted in the press. I mean, when you actually listen to what he said, listen to one of his interviews, and then listen to the fallout of what they said he said, it's like, wait a minute, did you guys even listen to his interview? So the distortions are everywhere.
They create the reality for you if you allow them. Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not now, not ever. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny with us. We're going to talk a little bit more about the vaccine issue. In fact, there was a healthfinder.gov published an article about adults not needing a tetanus shot every decade. Now, I might argue that they never need one, but let's just put that aside and look at this healthfinder.gov article, Dr. Tenpenny. What is this relating?
That's been around. That type of concept has been around for a long time, Robert. It's just one of those other things that are never reported in not only mainstream medicine, but even the alternative people don't talk about it very much, because we have been led to believe that every time you get a cut and any time you are anywhere near dirt, that you are at great risk for getting tetanus. And we all know as soon as you get tetanus, you are going to die, that it's a uniformly fatal disease, which none of those things I just said are true. I mean, just because you're in dirt doesn't mean that you are exposed to the tetanus, molecule, to the tetanus bacteria or to the spores. If you wash it out very well after you've been cut, let it bleed for several minutes, pour on hydrogen peroxide because it's an anaerobic bacteria and an anaerobic spore. You can actually even use, if it's a terrible wound, clindamycin, which is an antibiotic that kills off that particular bacteria of Clostridium tetani. I mean, there's lots of things that you can do besides a tetanus shot. And
yes,
it's the last thing that even alternative media is, and alternative doctors are able to give up because of the strong standard of care that we have led people to believe that every time you get tetanus, it's uniformly fatal, which it is not. It's a bad infection. You don't want to get it. You want to do everything you can to clean out some sort of a puncture wound or a cut,
mm-hmm.
but it's not uniformly fatal, and I think that's very important. And there have also been articles that have been published by the CDC that says that you can have four or more tetanus shots and still get full-blown tetanus if you haven't done wound control. So what does that tetanus mm-hmm. shot actually do but create an antibody or identify that you've been injected with something that really isn't going to protect you? So, and there have been other articles about tetanus that have shown that if you've had even one tetanus shot, and if you believe that antibodies do something to protect you, that antibody in many people can last for up to 50 years from even just one tetanus shot. And what causes severe, the side effects from tetanus vaccines, particularly the cardiovascular side effects and the arrhythmias that can come from tetanus shots, is by hyperimmunization with tetanus, by using too many tetanus shots and just giving them routinely, by saying that, well, you know, it's a little is good, a lot is better, it certainly can't hurt you, which it definitely can. And so tetanus titers are really very important if you really believe that antibodies are there to protect you and they can make you avoid getting an infection. Before you just routinely get a tetanus shot, or particularly the 10-year routine thing that it's 10 years and now you should just get a shot just because, ask your doctor to do a blood test on you called a tetanus antibody titer to see whether or not you even need it. If you're in the emergency room and the doctor's recommending that you get a tetanus shot, and you're not sure what your records are, you're not sure if you've had a shot within the last 10 years, you can safely say, no, thank you, I'm going to go home and check my records before you get bullied into getting a hyperimmune status of getting more tetanus shots than you even need by conventional standards.
Very, very important considerations. Also, I would argue that we should look more into what's called homeoprophylaxis. I've utilized the tetanus nozode as a sensitization without causing hypersensitization. And you talk about remedies, hydrogen peroxide, silver hydrosol. My goodness, we know how to address these things. And bottom line, detoxifying the liver, making sure the liver pathways of elimination are wide open and clear to help you overcome any toxic assault or burden temporarily. And by the way, the idea that you can step on a rusty nail and that automatically confers tetanus is ludicrous, unless that rusty nail was soaked in cow feces, for instance. I mean, it's a whole perspective that is not discussed, and your words are wise, and I appreciate them so much.
Well, thank you. And I think that's really very true, that the tetanus bacteria is in dirty soil that's usually associated with cow feces or horse feces.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you for sure, Robert, that when I was growing up, I never had a tetanus shot ever. And I grew up on a farm, and we raised horses, and I was kicked and bit and stepped on and thrown mm-hmm. off and punctured by, pitchforks when I was cleaning out the stalls. And my dad, who was a chiropractor, he just went in the house. We washed it out really well. We poured peroxide on it. Never had a problem. I used to wear shorts and ride bareback all the time and get chafing like on the insides of my calves. There was never a thought about us like, oh, you got to be so concerned about getting a tetanus shot. So I'm not saying that people should be cavalier. I just think that we're hypervigilant, and then we're hypervigilant about all these infections. I don't even want to call them diseases because they're just infections. They're things that come and go in a couple of weeks. weeks. And we've become so hyper-vigilant about we can't let our kids get sick, it's better to get them vaccinated for them to get a fever, that we have created a very sick society by just not understanding the importance of fever, the importance of perhaps even having an infection as a child to keep you, your immune system healthier as you become an adult.
Not even part of the discussion. This is more of what's prohibitive, prohibited in terms of rational scientific discussion and debate. The very issue that you just bring up, what if it's better to actually encounter these so-called infectious organisms and develop, a normal natural immunity? Could it be a training tool for our immune system so that we don't go into a downturn of chronic degradation diseases, including cancer?
Absolutely, because now they're actually even talking about using the measles virus to treat cancer.
Isn't that
so what if we would have had measles, all of us, when we were kids, like everybody over the age of 50 did, so that we could induce all of those different pathways to protect us from getting cancer in the first place?
Yeah, but now we've become the Roundup Ready nation and Roundup Ready world, where glyphosate is used as a replacement because we got to kill bugs everywhere, all the time. The Pentagon operates the military-industrial complex and the pharmaceutical one. They borrowed the idea from them, and then we basically napalm your body, let God sort it out and figure out, I wonder why everybody's chronically ill and dying of cancer.
And autoimmune diseases and neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's and dementia. And we could talk about the pharmaceutical scam of like Lipitor and all of the cholesterol-lowering drugs. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I think that we look at the pharmaceutical industry as a whole. It's like I'm a very visual person, so I look at it as, remember those grade B sci-fi movies, those black and white movies where you had the big dinosaur monster walking through town and it was starting to die and it was flopping all around and flopping its tail everywhere until it finally, like, boom, fell down on the ground with a great big ugly thud before it died. Well, I think that's kind of what's happening in my mind to the pharmaceutical industry. It's this great big dinosaur that has way outlived its usefulness in terms of what we really need. We don't need more cancer cures. We need research into what's causing cancer and avoiding that. We don't need more drugs for autoimmune diseases. We need to stop causing autoimmune diseases. So we've got this big dinosaur that has gotten so big, it's lumbering around, and as it's starting to fall apart because all of its blockbuster drugs are turning into generics, it's lumping around and thrashing everywhere, stomping on people until hopefully it will crash to the ground in a great big flood. And the pharmaceutical industry will shrink down to the place where we need it. It doesn't need to go away. It just needs to be more appropriate.
In the corner, way over there, wearing a dunce cap. And occasionally we'll allow it out. Hey, Dr. Tenpenny, God bless you, my friend. Love you dearly, and I appreciate all that you do. Real quick, which website should we look for you?
TruthKings.com and VaccineResearchLibrary.com.
All right, check it out, folks. It's in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Sherry Tenpenny, happy Easter to you, my friend. And awareness is rising. It is, thanks to you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, back with more powerful healing after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you ever miss a show, our syndicator, GCN, has them up right away. The archives are there for free. Also, we got them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcast, as well at Epic Times, Talk Network, UK Health Radio, and now the great SoundCloud. So you have many opportunities to spread the word, the healing word, here 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, in case you miss anything. There's lots more to go. Now, we have dismantled, literally dismantled. Can I say it that way? I will. I said it that way. The Zika connection to microcephaly, right? We wanted to blame a virus. We wanted to be able to spray more toxic chemicals, and we wanted to develop a vaccine for Zika. But we have to convince you that Zika virus is the cause of microcephaly to frighten you. And still, we see headlines reading, Zika in Florida, Zika here, Zika there. It's like, it's not doing anything. But that doesn't get much attention. So we have dismantled it. There are archives available for you to listen. I super not. I think, didn't we even do a SoundCloud on the Zika special? I think we really did a thorough piece with like an immunologist or something up in Canada.
Yeah, I believe we did, yes.
Yeah. So I bring that up not to talk more about Zika, but to talk about bisphenol A. Because right now there are studies that are now linking higher levels in the blood of bisphenol A in women who are pregnant to premature delivery. In other words, urgent, oh my gosh, this baby's coming. It's not ready yet, but it's coming. We got to get to the hospital. Researchers at the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston, they looked at the blood samples from these pregnant women, and they also looked at amniotic fluid. And they found that women who had higher levels of BPA, bisphenol A, that plastifier, in their bloodstream were more likely to have a preterm birth than women who recorded lower levels. Now, the problem here is that it actually acknowledges a toxin of industry. And I'm shocked by this getting out into the mainstream media. This was on Time.com. Because this would be much more convenient if it were a virus transmitted by a mosquito in Texas that we could then develop an, well, an antibiotic drug for or a vaccine for. But that's not happening. This was published in the Journal of Maternal, Fetal, and Neonatal Medicine. They did not get the memo. Or perhaps there are so many journals that they just can't keep up with them, and every once in a while, the truth slides out into the world, into the medical field, that bisphenol A, not good. Not good for you. And if it's not good for developing babies and moms, could it be bad also for children who are much more susceptible to endocrine influence from the environment, xenoestrogens from pesticides, and of course plastifiers? And could this be another reason why if you're not filtering your water, if you don't have something like the Echo Water in your home, and you're buying bottled water to send your kids to school with, you're doing them a great disservice. Instead of sending them out with, you know, those siliconized plastic coated glass bottles, where the glass is what's in context with the water, contact with the water. This is a very important study that reveals the things we try to reveal here all of the time, that we're dealing with environmental toxins, environmental threats, stressors. All of these things that are the real reason why we end up succumbing to maybe chronic infectious or even acute infectious disease. Our bodies are overwhelmed, they're toxic, we're deficient, and then manifesting as a microbial explosion that then the doctors can say, here's a drug for it. Antibiotics. Whether it's a virus doesn't matter to them, as we'll find out in a moment. The overprescription of antibiotics still continues into the 21st century. BPA in the bloodstream linked to preterm babies. Xenoestrogens matter. This is what I talked about in terms of cancer in the Truth About Cancer series. Even at parts per million, it comes in and overwhelms your endocrine substances at parts per billion or parts per hundreds of billions. We're talking about estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. And this is what's going on now, folks, and it's being revealed within the medical literature. The question is, how many doctors, how many neonatal doctors, how many of the OBGYNs are talking to the moms-to-be and saying, please, please, please avoid bisphenol A and plastics and the lining of cans, etc., and cleaning up their diets before they become pregnant, much less when they're pregnant. I don't think it's happening much. Remember, take your GTF chromium, ladies, 100 micrograms three times a day. Not only will you prevent gestational diabetes, but you'll protect the integrity of the chromosomes of your offspring. All right, all this and a whole lot more coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll talk about the overprescription, not just of antibiotics, but of narcotics as well. And what is the FDA and CDC recommending that doctors do? Coming up after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I've had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948, 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Looking forward to see all of our favorite Canucks and Maple Leafs and assorted hockey pucks north of the border in Canada. That's right. We got it. Total Health 2016. Big, huge event. Huge, I tell you. It's huge. We're going to be up in Toronto for that April 8th, 9th, and 10th, along with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. He's with us every Detoxif Friday. If you haven't tried his daily cleansing tea, that'll get you on your road to recovery, detoxing the poisons coming in from all these sources environmentally. Ty Bollinger, TMB, RSB together again, and our expanded new version of Unlock the Power to Heal. You'll be the second folks to get it up there in Toronto, and we'll be together at the Total Health Conference, as well as Dr. David Brownstein, Rachel Parent. Talking GMOs in a little while. and we interviewed her, I think, a week or two ago. She's terrific, and it's just going to be a bright, bright light on Toronto, Canada, for all holistic health and healing options that your heart desires. So looking forward to that. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, Super Don, making it sound so good, and Justin's on the board. If you'd like to call in a little bit more time to do so, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Aren't you glad to know we're not doctor bashers here? This one's coming out of the HealthFinder.gov website. Nearly all U.S. doctors overprescribe addictive narcotic painkillers. That's right. That's not the Robert Scott Bell Show beating up doctors. It's HealthFinder.gov acknowledging what we've known for many years. Doctors are glorified, licensed drug pushers, including the kind that are as dangerous or deadlier than even heroin, based on what we're finding out about these heavy narcotics and opioids. And 99% of them, according to this study, hand out prescriptions that exceed the federal recommended 3-day dosage limit, according to new research. Super Don, 99% of them. Come on. What's wrong with that other 1%? Who are they? Take their licenses away from them immediately.
Kind of hard to make light of.
No.
99%, man. I mean, you might as well make it 100%, because that 1% is really not all that significant in the grand scheme of things, is it?
Or maybe we put them up on the pedestal and go, thank you, doctor, for not, you know, killing, you're addicting your patients. It says nearly one quarter gave out month-long dosages, despite the fact that research has shown that a month's use of prescription narcotic painkillers can cause brain changes, according to the National Safety Council survey. Opioids do not kill pain, they kill people, according to Dr. Donald Teeter, a medical advisor at the Safety Council. I mean, that's a huge statement right there. That's what we've said. They're painkillers? No, they're people killers. And they're legal. And they're prescribed by doctors licensed by the state to kill, like 007 in this case, killing you kindly with a highly addictive painkillers. Oxycontin on the list, Percocet, Vicodin. They account for more drug overdose deaths than heroin and cocaine combined. So I'm not making this up. This is, again, coming from HealthFinder.gov. And, you know, again, I'm stunned when this stuff comes out and acknowledges how dangerous doctors really are.
And it's not that unusual for us to see these. These are very popular types of articles, these studies that are coming out. We see these all the time. And, you know, listen, with the statement that opioids don't kill pain, they kill people, I would argue with that to the point that obviously opioids do kill pain, because that's the reason why these things get prescribed and why people are on them for so long and they get addicted to them. But the thing is that one of the things that's pointed out in this article is that a prescription typically would be for like 3 days. You know, here's 3 days of
get you out of crisis.
You've got an emergency situation. It's intense. We've got to get you out of crisis. So you take this temporarily in order to take that while we deal with whatever the problem is that's causing the pain. That I can agree with that. The problem that they're running into is that they're prescribing this, as they said, for 30 days. Well, guess what? When you're on an opioid painkiller and you hit that 30-day mark, you're now becoming dependent on that. It's not something that's taking you out of pain because of a crisis. It's now something that you're using as a crutch.
Well, you're chemically dependent upon it
exactly.
As well. Now, my story with these painkillers, going back many years ago, before we even had our first child, I had an injury, a low back injury. I've talked about this, but it's been a while. I reached down to get a bike. It shouldn't have done what it did, but I reached down, fell down, the pain of the world, where the entire city of Atlanta landed on my low back, and I was in such devastating pain. I called my medical doctor buddy at the time, who I went to Emory with, and he said, listen, I've had that pain, and anything, the strongest stuff I have won't touch that pain. He was honest and open enough, and I trusted him that he said that, even though it bummed me out, because I was like, this is brutal. I'll never survive this. And then eventually I was able to, my wife took me to another doctor of chiropractic, and from being bent over, not being able to move, I was able to walk upright just from one visit, and then I rehabbed it. But in the case of my wife, it's not that we are opposed to drugs when necessary, like with her trigeminal neuralgic pain. We tried even the opioids, and they didn't touch it. And the CBD has given her at least somewhat of her life back, although it's not a total painkiller either, but it takes a lot of the other aspects of the anxiety and the other things that compound the pain. And you know, they're just still not getting, if 99% of medical doctors are doing this, they're not getting the memo. And that's partly due to the suppression of information about plant-based anti-inflammatories and pain reducers, whether it be homeopathic or whether it be CBD or THC or a combination therein. And those of you who are buying the lies from FDA, you can get CBD as a dietary supplement from hemp. We get it from CannaVest, CannaVest.com, CannaVest.com. And you can get a discount code, but please enter the code on the website to make sure it applies, RSB15, to get 15% off your order at CannaVest. Or go to your local mom-and-pop health food store, independent retailer, and tell them they can get CBD from industrial hemp. And it is clean, it is safe, it is wonderful, it is non-addictive, and it can be a godsend for you rather than having to resort to these, well, killers of people, as they say. Temporary painkillers, but eventually permanent people killers, potentially. And that is a great concern to all of us here. So, Super Don, your point is well taken, though. Again, it's crisis intervention. We've even talked about that with Dr. Bitar. Drugs were designed to be short-term, to get you out of crisis, even life and death scenarios, and then get you off of them as quickly as possible.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, look, if you've got a condition where a 30-day prescription is being considered, then you're doing something wrong. You know, I mean, something is not being solved, and that is the problem with modern day healthcare, is that it's only looking at suppressing the symptom, which, right. Listen, pain, if somebody isn't turned on to the alternatives like CBD, there's only one option. That's the only option they've got. And so they get hooked on these things, and it becomes a daily routine of popping those painkillers because they don't know about anything else that they can do.
Well, and Super Don, remember also, even the OTC painkillers like Tylenol can damage your liver devastatingly. Aspirin, ibuprofen, these kinds of things can wreak havoc on your kidneys, your gastrointestinal system. So all of the allopathic pharmaceutical, these are basically artificial synthetic chemistry interacting with your body, all have unintended side effects, which are actually direct effects that you don't like, and they're very real. That's why we got to go back to plant-based medicinals, including cannabis, and many people are, many states are. And thank God that we're finally waking up to that as well. Second phase here on the drugging, the overdrugging of America, Western medicine, medical doctors, licensed, duly licensed by the state, sanctioned as godlike white lab coat wearing technicians, prescribing what? No, overprescribing, this time antibiotics. This has been going on for decades. This is not a new phenomenon. Antibiotics, a form of chemotherapy, running out of steam because there are so many things that are resistant to antibiotics. And it seems like no matter what the CDC says, no matter what the FDA says, doctors are still overprescribing antibiotics. And what's stunning about this story in the New York Times is what they acknowledge about doctors. Educated, degreed medical professionals, they should know better, shouldn't they? And they have tried many strategies over the years to stop this overprescription without much success. The doctors know what the antibiotics are for. They know what they're not for. Alerts sending through electronic health records reminding them to not prescribe them unnecessarily are often ignored, because the doctors are overloaded with messages like that. Doctors even provided with financial incentives. Mixed results at best, because the payments are so modest, it doesn't really impact them much relative to their total salary. And get this. This is the most stunning statement in this entire New York Times article. Super Don, you're going to love this. These strategies are all based on the assumption that physicians are rational agents who will do the right thing if provided proper information and incentives. Did you catch that? I think you did. We assumed wrong. Physicians, rational agents.
So here's what I get from this. You've got a majority of doctors, majority, not all, just a majority, that are overprescribing antibiotics. And so what I get from this article is that the reason why they're doing that is because these docs are irrational agents. They're irrational.
Yeah, they're irrational in this case. What if they're a little irrational? They ask that about like the rest of us. Like, doctors aren't human beings. Of course they are. But they've been put up in demigod status to our own detriment and peril.
So
they acknowledge it.
I mean, if you go with what this statement says here, not only are they irrational, but they apparently will not do the right thing when they are provided proper information and incentives.
No, that would be rational.
What does that say about doctors?
They're irrational. They're exhausted.
They're irrational, and they will not do the right thing when they are provided the proper information and incentives.
That they should already have.
Yeah.
Yep. And they said that they take the path of least resistance when they get more tired, according to the JAMA Journal, Internal Medicine. They found prescriptions of antibiotics increased over the course of a four-hour clinical shift, whether or not it was called for. So the more tired they get, the less they're, just write a script. So this is really human behavior. When you get tired, you get sloppy on the job? Sure, certainly. And if you're going to overprescribe antibiotics because you're tired, what does that say? Do we need to put doctors on more caffeine, amphetamines, methamphetamines? What do we got to do? Or maybe they need to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and learn about the other options to antibiotics, like bioactive silver hydrosol, like essential oils that can eradicate infections, like homeopathic phosphorus and hypersulfur calcarea that can work against staph infections. But no, not as profitable as the synthetic pharmaceutical patents since the dawning of the medical monopoly, the Flexner Report of 1910.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and a light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for joining us today. What a wonderful, wonderful time it is anytime we get together. Of course, the Tribeca Film Festival, Robert De Niro. I am not pissed off at Robert De Niro. If you think I am, I'm not. I'm actually grateful for what Bobby De Niro did. And, you know, it may have opened a little sarcastic in terms of the thanking the Academy, et cetera, for banning Vaxxed the movie, for censoring it. But it's the greatest gift he could have given this film and our awareness growing or growing awareness movement about the lack of science behind safety and efficacy and the corruption at CDC that is very real and evident. Congressman Bill Posey read on the congressional record at least twice about it. And he actually was on the phone with Tribeca about this very thing. So, Super D, I think we're all in alignment with this. This is not a bad thing, ultimately, even though we're not for censorship, but it's backfiring on the bad guys, in my opinion.
Yes, it most definitely is.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough then. So, with that, it is a special day for our friends within the Christian community. Although much of the bunnies and eggs are actually due to pagan rituals that preceded Christianity. But, hey, knock yourself out. Have a good time, however you want to celebrate. It's not for me to judge you at all. That's not my role in doing so. But it's good to know, at least according to the British press, the Telegraph, that Chris has risen. Chris is risen. Did you see this article? Chris? What do you mean, Chris? Yes. Looks like a printing shop goofed. And obviously it was supposed to say Christ is risen. But it came out a little short. Maybe they didn't have room or something, but they caught it in time, thankfully. No one will have to wonder, who is Chris? It wasn't Jesus Chris. In fact, it was Jesus the Christ. Christ connoted, as far as my reading of it, the Christ consciousness, which is a very enlightened state that he exhibited and he referred to when he talked about that. I hesitate to go into these the dogma of religion because there's just no winning. Everybody's got their perspective on it. But I will just say this, vitamin L. If love is not at the heart of your religious teachings and your beliefs and your actions, then you might want to rethink what you're doing. Can I say that without offending anybody, you think?
No, I'm sorry. We are pulling you from the Tribeca Film Festival because that is too controversial.
You're right. Sorry. I'm banned. I'm banned from there as well. Yeah. Amazing that Chris has risen. That's funny.
Oh, listen, these things happen.
But,
no, they were actually laughing about it, this church that had ordered it. Ned Lunn of Acombe Parish Church in North Yorkshire said, yeah, it was very funny. Everybody got a good laugh about it. And, you know, I think about the life of Brian and all of these misunderstandings that happen in that regard. But, as I think about what we did with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, what's going on with Vax, the movie, it's about awareness. And is not Christ consciousness about awareness of things that are deeper, greater, more hopefully loving and wonderful than a lot of the petty borderline, well, not borderline, but materialistic reductionist viewpoints of intoxicating and poisoning the people of planet Earth via syringe, especially the innocent babies? I mean, I think that's a good thing to be aware about on this day and every day.
Agreed. And, listen, the purpose of this documentary that Wakefield put together was on trying to raise the awareness on the details surrounding vaccination and what's going on with the whistleblower, which you have to admit, ever since this story about the whistleblower came out, they have done a pretty good job at really trying to put the lid on that thing. I mean, it has been very difficult, even when you've got somebody like Congressman Posey. I mean, he's a congressman, right? Mm-hmm. You think this guy would be able to get the message out? They have done their best to try and squash this thing. So the Tribeca thing was great, but if we have to, as you said, Pat, give somebody major kudos for raising awareness about the dangers of vaccines. It is the Tribeca Film Festival for pulling the damn documentary. And we got to thank the Skepducks. Yes. Thank you, Skepducks, for doing your best to promote this film and make sure that millions of people are probably going to watch this thing that would have never seen it had you not stepped in and made this happen.
Exactly. It's exactly right. So thank you to the Skepducks for fighting us, for fighting awareness on vaccine, how do you say it? I mean, there's a lot of corruption behind the scenes, and we'll keep covering it here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Thank y'all for being here. GCN's going to have the archives up if you missed anything first up. We'll get it out on SoundCloud, too, because there's a lot of interesting information we revealed with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny today. Back tomorrow with advanced medicine and a whole lot of other things as we're getting ready to head to Toronto. All those and more are linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends, like I'm telling you, the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.